Next case, please.
The next application is case number 11320. The application of Ronald and Sharon Elburn requesting a variance from the side yard setback requirement, being located north of Route 54 Lighthouse Road, being west of Blue Teal Road, 220 feet north of Swan Drive, and being Lot 5, Block C, within Swan Keys subdivision, and being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID District 533, map 1220, parcel number 39. More specifically, requesting a 5-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard setback requirement on the north for a dwelling, a 8.2-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard setback north for mechanical equipment, requesting a 4.4-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard setback on the south side with a shed that's attached to the dwelling, and request number four is requesting a 3.4-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard setback to the south for a roof over landing addition to the dwelling. On this application, gentlemen, we did have two mail returns, but no comments.
Okay.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
Sharon L. Elburn, 5905 Mary House Lane, Buckingham, Maryland.
Ronald Elburn, 5905 Manor House Lane, Baltimore, Maryland.
You both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Again, gentlemen, for the record, my name is Jim Fuquay, an attorney in Georgetown, and I'm representing Mr. and Mrs. Elburn, the applicants on this application. Mr. and Mrs. Elburn own Lot 5, Block C in Swan Keys. There is a handout I'm giving out. Exhibit 1 in the handout is the survey of the property. Lot 5 is 40 feet wide by 101 feet in length. It fronts on Blue Teal Road, and it borders a lagoon on the rear. It contains a total of 4,042 square feet. The Elburns are proposing to build a new home on the lot, which would be 24.4 feet wide by approximately 66 feet in length. As you know, the majority of the lots in Swan Keys are narrow and small in size compared to conventional lots. And in order to build the proposed home on the lot, four variances are being requested. The first one is a 5-foot side yard variance on the north side, which again would be for the home itself. Additionally, an 8.2 side yard variance on the north side for the HVAC unit, which again is approximately 30 inches by 30 inches. On the south side, a 4.4-foot side yard variance for an attached shed. The shed is attached to the unit. In length, it's about 12 feet in length, and you can see that on the survey. And a 3.4-foot side yard variance for a 6-foot-long roof, and this is just a roof over the entrance landing to the unit. And the required front and rear setbacks will be met. If you look at Exhibit B, this is a side elevation, and you can see on that elevation, on the top elevation, the roof above the entrance landing. So that's the roof that's being referred to, and as I said, it's approximately 6 feet wide and basically would just cover the front door entrance. And then the shed that I referred to, you can see that to the left where the two shed doors are. And again, that shed is attached to the house itself, and it is approximately 12 feet in length. As to the legal requirements, the Elburn's lot is unique in size due to it being only 40 feet wide and 4,042 square feet in area. That size lot accommodates a single-wide manufactured home, but it makes other types of dwellings almost impossible to be constructed without variances. The proposed home is a reasonable use of the property. It's similar to the nature and trend of other new homes in Swan Keys, and the variances are necessary for the reasonable use of the property, and it will result in an attractive new home in the community. The situation, again, was not caused by the lot owners. The lot and the surrounding lots were created as 40-foot lots by the original development of Swan Keys, which, as I said, was originally a mobile home community. But similar to Cape Windsor, it has evolved into a community of more substantial dwellings. And the requested variances, we believe, are the minimum that are needed for the reasonable use and design of this proposed home. And the requested variances will not alter the essential character of the area or Swan Keys. And in fact, the home as proposed will be similar to many existing homes in Swan Keys. They're similar to Cape Windsor. There is an established history of replacing older manufactured homes with new homes. And because of these small lots, variances have been needed to accomplish that. In checking the county records, there's been over 80 variances granted on the 40-foot lots in Swan Keys, including about 31 variances on Blue Teal Road, including the lot next to the Elburns lot. If you refer to Exhibit C in the packet that I gave out, the Elburns lot is the lot that's shown in yellow, and the lots on Lawls Point Road, Canvas Back Road, and Blue Teal Road that do have approved variances are marked in blue. And as you can see, there's numerous variances that have been granted there for similar reasons. In conclusion, Swan Keys is a unique community. The requested variances will permit the reasonable use of the property by the Elburns, consistent with the nature of the community. And again, we believe will be an improvement and an addition to Swan Keys, similar to other homes that have been built in the recent years. Mr. and Mrs. Elburn, is everything I just said true and correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Again, gentlemen, that's everything I have to present, unless you have any questions.
All right, we'll see, Mr. Cuban. Excuse me. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Rickards?
Yeah, Mr. Fuquay, you see the shed that you need a 4.4 on, right? That is, 5 by 12 is what, 60 square feet? So it's under 600. It could be placed in the back of the property, couldn't it? You're allowed 5-foot encroachments.
If it was detached.
If it was detached.
Attached.
Now, why do you have it attached? That's my next question.
The left elevation shows it's integral to the house.
It what?
Left
it's
elevation
to the house.
Shows that it's integral to the house.
What are you saying?
Do you have access to it?
Not internally. It's
you,
only outside
you don't
access.
Have internal access to that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Rickards, I mean, I believe the reason is because of the 40-foot width and the 4,000 so square feet, it's just a very tight lot. So rather than spreading things out, it was trying to be consolidated with compressed, maybe is a better word, internally. It is a shed, so it really won't be used that much. It is only 12 feet in length on that side of the house. And I think you can see from the elevations that it actually adds a little bit of architectural feature to the mm-hmm. house that, again, I think is
I was wondering
is
whether
a bit
it was
of an
accessed hand. From the house. That was my next question.
No, it is a shed. It's not. It would never be used as living space or anything
okay.
of that nature.
All right. Thank you.
Mr. Workman.
Yeah, on the shed again. Is there any steps going to be on that shed?
Any steps?
Yeah.
No, that's entered from the ground. That's entered on ground level.
Okay. Good enough. No question.
Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Questions. I'm Mr. Calloway. No further questions. So, hearing none, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion. Excuse me.
Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,320 for the following. The applicant has addressed the standards for granting a variance, and I believe there is uniqueness to the property, which is the 40-foot or 4,042 square feet. It's only a 40-foot front. That's a uniqueness to the property. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. I believe that is true. And also, the unnecessary hardship is exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant because of the plots that have been laid out in that Swan Keys. And the variance will not alter essential character of the neighborhood, and the requested variance is the minimum that will afford relief. And it represents the least modification possible of the regulation in use.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,320. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for my reasons.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
And Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,320 is approved.
Thank you.